Prescription Agriculture, David Sparks, Ag Information Network. As we also woefully understand, the biggest topic over the last 4 months has been the whole coronavirus pandemic situation, infected number of people, deaths, most highly impacted areas in the world and in our nation. Medical interventions are top of mind, and prescriptions for disease treatment. But let's change the subject just for a minute. Symptoms, diagnostics, and prescriptions can also relate to agriculture. The increasing use of precision agriculture is leading to more prescriptive methods to address specific issues within a particular field or crop. Land O'Lakes' Teddy Bekele at this year's USDA Ag Outlook Forum says innovation is making this happen through methods such as satellite imagery, data collection of seed and soil types, and crop and field production, and resource trends and plant tissue samples gathered into a QR-coded bag and scanned via mobile device for analysis.
You scan the bag, and it geospatially locates where that sample was taken, and then it goes to a lab, and within 48 hours, preferably 24 hours, you get the macro and micronutrient composition of that leaf. And when we know that, now we can start to say, what type of application could we make on this field?
Predictive models that provide the producers some insight.
Where the yield might end up directionally, but also what kind of nitrogen, potassium, or water changes do you need to make on that field as the crop's coming out of the ground?
Should we call it agriculture or brilliant food science? Ag Information Network of the West.